I'm telling you, it could be a child that's sick. Listen to me. Don't you think God got more power than a little high fever that your baby may have? I mean, come on. I'm talking about the God that created the universe. God said in the song, he said, I'm still stretching out the heavens. I'm still stretching out space. I'm still expanding it. The God that created everything, can he heal? I mean, what is cancer to God? What is liver disease to God? What is an unpaid phone bill to God? Come on, somebody. What is a little problem on your job to God? He said, listen, I'm with you always. If God be for me, come on. They can't be against me. Amen. The creator. Amen. The king. The ruler. He is for me. And he said in Matthew, he said, listen, I will make my abode with you, Therese. I will come and sup with you. I'll come and live just right up in here. I want to talk to you every day and give you my wisdom. Amen. I'm telling you, we can change things just like that. On my job, I do marketing for a healthcare company, and one of my centers, the census started, you know, taking a dive, and it started getting lower. And my other centers, I mean, they was doing good. And we're trying to figure out, okay, why census keep dropping, and you know, why we keep doing this and whatever. And I was letting them people, they kept tricking me, you know, get me to say the wrong thing every time. And every time I get out of meeting, I have to go repent. Okay, Lord, I said the wrong thing. They done. We're trying to figure out how to talk about it. And I kept making bad confessions. I know it. This happened and this happened. I said, Lord, set a guard over my mouth. Now, let me tell you something. When you say something wrong, go on, Tim. When you say something wrong, listen, if you know you done said something wrong, you done made a bad confession out of your mouth, you need to immediately say, Lord, them words I just said, I call them naught. I void them. I command them to fall and hit the ground, and I render them useless in my life. They will not work in my life. Brother Copeland said, you need to pray for a crop failure. I've been praying it ever since I heard that about a month ago. Lord, I pray for a crop failure. That's what I did. I said, Lord, I pray for a crop failure. In Jesus' name, them words will not produce, they will not produce in my life. Amen. And so once I got that straight, one of my bosses was down, and we was talking this. I said, let me tell you something. I said, by the end of this month, I said, we're going to be where we need to be. I said it by faith. Now, they weren't going to trick me no more to saying the wrong thing. You know, you're trying to have a meeting, and you know we need to do this, and you're trying to explain what's happening. This may be happening. I was just making some bad confession. I said, you know what? Stop, Terry. You need to reevaluate it. I said, I don't care what it is. I'm going to go in there and just say, you know, God is good. Amen. If God be for me, can't nobody be against me. I said, that's just what I'm going to say, Lord. I mean, because I ain't going to be making no bad confessions. Amen. And so, I guess it was a couple weekends ago, maybe last weekend, And I was kind of thinking about it, and that spirit of heaven's trying to sit on me because, I mean, it was a lot. I'm trying to figure this thing out. I said, nope. I said, my senses is good in my building. I sung, amen. My senses is good in my building. If God be for me, amen. I just sung it, amen. I begin to pray. God. Went in the very next day. I mean, we had more business than we could even handle in that day. I mean, still ain't caught up. Business still coming. Guess what? Getting back where we supposed to be. I mean, it would change just like that because I knew I had authority over that devil. I knew I had authority over that situation. What about you? What situation looking at you in your face like you scared? I mean, they all in your face like you scared. They all in your face like they finna make you sit down. No, you got authority over it. Amen. You have authority. Amen. Amen. You running this thing. Amen. Amen. You know, God said. He said in Isaiah 45. He said, listen, command ye me the works of my hand. You need to talk to your giant. Amen. Don't ever face your giant with your mouth closed. Amen. Come on, somebody. When you stand before that problem, you speak to it in the name of Jesus. And I'm finna close it down. You speak to it in Jesus' name. And I'm telling you, the Bible says that it has to bow its knee. Amen. It says every name has to bow to the name of Jesus. Amen. The name of Jesus is what? Above every name. Amen. Praise God. That's why we don't succumb to the spirit of fear. Not scared. Amen. I'm not scared of disease. I'm not scared of car wrecks, bomb threats, terrorists. I'm not scared of none of that stuff. Amen. Amen. We got a promise. Come on. We have a promise. Amen. And I'm telling you, in these days, the Bible prophesied it. Amen. The Bible says in the end times, like, we know it's going to be perilous time. We know this. Amen. But I'm telling you, the Bible said it will not come near me and my family. Amen. It won't come near us. Amen. 1,000 shall fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand. Ain't coming near Therese, Latoya, Princess, Cameron, and Paris. Amen. What you saying out of your mouth? Amen. Now, see, the Bible says, and I'm going to end it right here. The Bible says that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Amen. Amen. So you got to understand that the accuser, the enemy, the Bible says that he's the accuser of the brethren. Amen. He's always trying to accuse and bring accusations against you and me. Amen. But I'm telling you, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Amen. Amen. The Bible says in Proverbs that how does scripture say, bring to the Lord the words of your mouth. What's the scripture in Proverbs, y'all? You snared by the words of your mouth. Amen. Yeah, yeah. Bitch, you ain't got to show out now, man. I'm just saying. I mean, everybody know you know the Bible front and backwards. I mean, I got to run a reference, amen. You know? What Jesus whip it? What is it in the Bible? Huh? He finna tell me too. Don't do it. Don't do it. He know it. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I just want to encourage you. Amen. Listen. Ain't no reason to be sad. Don't let the spirit of heaviness sit on your shoulder. On a Monday morning, Tuesday morning, especially on a Sunday morning, don't let the devil do it. Y'all, the devil ain't got no new tricks. He do the same thing over and over and over. Amen. Amen. Years ago, me and my wife got wise to it. Every camp meeting and something like that, I mean, I get on her nerves and she get on mine. I mean, that's how we was feeling. She more like rawr, rawr, and I'm whoop. You know. I'm just saying, that's how it was. I mean, it's just like God shined a light. I said, you know what? I mean, every year the same thing happened around the same time. So we just be, we just the best of friends, camp meeting, every other meeting we go, we just the best of friends. What? The devil ain't got no new tricks. So when I left my socks on the floor, they've been there for 2 weeks. I mean, I'm just playing. I ain't nasty now. I'm just playing. I said I'm just playing. Amen. The devil ain't got no new tricks. Amen. Amen. Don't let him do it. Don't let him do it. Amen. Don't let him do it. Amen. You are the righteousness of God. Amen. And he has caused you to overcome. You are more than a conqueror. Amen. Amen. So listen, go the rest of this week. Look, go the rest of this week. You go in victory and you go knowing that you have overcome. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Y'all give Bishop a hand as he come. Amen.